Harvard University Atlas on World Economic Growth is being released in Boston today, and it contains some worrying predictions for the US and for Australia. Professor Ricardo Haussmann is the director of the Centre for International Development at Harvard University, which developed the report. He was previously the chief economist of the Inter-American Development Bank and was also chair of the IMF World Bank Development Committee. And he says he's deeply concerned about the current European debt crisis. He spoke to me as he launched the Atlas on Economic Complexity and explained that this study uses an unusual method to predict economic growth.
We actually look at how many things countries make, and how complex are the things that countries make. And then we've looked at what does that tell us in terms of which countries are rich, which countries are poor, which countries we expect to grow, and which countries we find they will have trouble growing.
And you say that this is a better way than others of predicting economic growth?
That's right. We've done a horse race between our measure and alternative measures, and we find that our measure is highly predictive of growth in the future.
Now, your study ranks countries in terms of their growth potential, and perhaps unsurprisingly, China and India are near the top of the list, also several European countries. But the US is ranked 85th for expected global growth and is not even in the top 10 of countries for global complexity. Did that surprise you?
It did surprise me, although the US is already a fairly rich country, so rich countries have trouble growing. The US also is striking because in this expansion of exports around the world, the US has been a laggard. The US is in the 17th percentile, that is, there are 83% of countries have expanded their exports faster than the U.S. U.S. exports have grown at a fourth of the average of the Germans over the last 10 years. So that, we think, is part of the reason why the U.S. is not able to actually accelerate its own growth rate.
So how far behind do you expect the world's number one economy to be by the end of this decade?
The situation is that the world is catching up on the U.S. So by 1970, the U.S. was 20 times richer than China in per capita terms. And now the U.S. is about 4.5 times richer than China in per capita terms.
Now, you have several European countries ranked quite high in terms of their growth potential, but how much of a setback is the current EU debt crisis likely to be?
I think that the EU crisis is a very serious thing, in my personal opinion. Is that, you know, while the U.S. has a problem that has 1,000 solutions, but the politicians cannot fix on one, the European problem is one that may not have a solution at all. These are very dangerous times, in my opinion, for the global economy.
What is the best case scenario?
One of the most important things is that the European Central Bank has to credibly tell the markets that European government bonds are going to be liquid assets. And then you avoid a run on the debt. And for that, we need some fiscal commitments on the side of countries. And it's very hard when you're talking about 17 countries agreeing with each other.
And if they don't agree?
Well, and if they don't agree, the situation could unravel very, very dramatically, because you cannot have a safe banks if the government is broke.
Interestingly, on Greece, your index shows that unlike most European countries, it has low economic complexity and yet high income. Is that significant for the current situation?
Absolutely. We think that it's very indicative of the source of the problem. The Greeks are way too rich for their level of complexity, and they've reached those levels of income by essentially spending much more money than they're earning and borrowing the difference abroad and having an artificially high domestic level of income.
So if your predictions are accurate, how significantly will the global economic power balance have shifted by the end of this decade?
Well, the U.S. would still be the largest economy in the world by a wide margin, but the differences will have narrowed significantly. More importantly, the growth is going to be provided by middle-income countries. And that means that the pattern of growth, the pattern of consumption, is going to be very different from the one that we have observed in the past. And that is why we're observing this commodity boom, this changing pattern of global demand.
Well, speaking of commodity booms, your report predicts that Australia is likely to be one of the worst performers in the region in terms of GDP growth. In terms of other reports, Australia is often seen as one of the world's better performers at the moment. So why do you predict that Australia will do so badly?
Australia has an amazingly primitive export basket. You know, if you compare Australia to Canada, You know, Canada is also a country that has a lot of natural resources. They have energy, they have mineral products, they have forestry. But, you know, Canada has airplanes, Canada has cars, Canada has BlackBerry. We don't see any of that in the export package of Australia.
And that's Professor Ricardo Hussman, the Director of the Centre for International Development at Harvard University. And in the longer version of that interview on our website, Professor Hussman gives his advice on what the Australian government should do to address those dangers.